USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. and Canada are no closer to a deal on reopening the border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau delivering that message at a Sunday press conference when asked about lifting coronavirus restrictions. Those restrictions on non-essential travel between the two countries have been in place for the past 15 months. Trudeau said that more Canadians need to be vaccinated before he considers lifting border restrictions. Israel has a new prime minister after a razor-thin vote in its parliament on Sunday to approve a new government. Naftali Bennett has been sworn into office, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year term as PM. President Biden congratulated Bennett in a statement and later in a phone call where the two leaders committed to consulting with each other on regional security issues, including Iran. And one of the victims of Saturday's mass shooting in Austin, Texas, has died of his wounds. Austin police say the 25-year-old man died around noon on Sunday. He was one of 14 people shot early Saturday morning in a popular downtown bar district in the city. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Border Patrol agents say they've encountered more than 180,000 illegal migrants on the southern border in the month of May, the highest level in 20 years. The patrol says that surge is stretching their resources and people thin. El Paso Border Patrol Sector Chief Gloria Chavez says the majority of encounters they're having in her sector are single adults who aren't giving themselves up to agents. She tells Fox News that's one of the things that have been overwhelming her officers.
These are the people that run for Border Patrol agents. They're the ones that are evading arrest, and they're the ones that get into situations, right? Situations that lead to failure to yield, situations where people are actually bringing in narcotics with them to get through. You know that transnational criminal organizations are tied to drug cartels. You know that nothing moves on this border without the authority or the approval of drug cartels. And many of our agents are continuing to get overwhelmed because of that activity along the southwest border, especially in a region like El Paso.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One Pittsburgh high school senior surprised everyone at her graduation. Brad Bernards explains.
Verda Tetta earned a standing ovation as the class speaker at her Massachusetts high school graduation. But what she did next had the crowd in awe.
I am so very grateful for this, but I also know that I am not the one who needs this the most.
The Fitchburg High School student, who will be attending Harvard College in the fall on a full scholarship, won an additional $40,000 scholarship from her high school at last week's graduation ceremony. She could have used the scholarship for expenses, but instead, the 17-year-old gave it away shortly after it was awarded. From the USA Radio West Texas Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the auction for a seat on a ride into space has finished. John Clemens has more.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of a Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.